This is Deering, Alaska, 1983, April 5. Talking with Margaret Moto of Deering. Yeah. Go ahead.
Tuesday, I would say that they used to stay up 3 miles. And I go, there as I go by, there were sod houses one time there. Tuesday said they used to go to school from there. When it's stormy, they hold a rope, go to school. Down when they make school house, when did they make school house? Stormy, hold the rope and go to school when it kind of storm.
Pretty hard, huh?
From 3 miles. In the chair. Got no English name, and she told me that then. Susie. Coldest time, boat was anchored down there, it was rough, and it sunk the people, even it's rough in dory, some kind of dory they call sugar. They named this Deering after that boat name.
Oh, that was the boat's name, Deering.
Deering. And so they call this where they go ashore Deering. They asked the Eskimos what's the name of this. They said, Dipnachek. And I think they asked them English name. They always say Ibn Chero. So they call Deering after that book. And gold rush time, white people start to make few houses around here. Nothing but graveyard, Sal and Motor used to say. Nothing but graveyard on this one where we stay now.
Whose graves were those?
Deering.
Long ago?
Deering people.
Long ago, old Deering people.
Deering people,
There. No. Okay, go ahead.
But that got TB, and they've been always go bury him. Where was that Bakugla? By the hills?
By themselves?
That got TB, they never put him here. Way over there, there's graveyard too. That got TB. They don't get their sickness, I guess. That's all I, Sally used to tell us. My mother. That's all I did, I know.
Okay.
They fish on the river. And Susie told me that they put what they knit, I don't know what kind of twine, she never short what they
make.
They put them together, make them kind of long. And then they have rawhide, the one that got rawhide, I don't know how long. They put them together and sand in the river. And that rope, when they put them up, everything got shared. That piece of what they put, it got share. Even the rope always have share. And the little boat, somebody's little boat, and those, the one sailing, they got share.
What was that net made out of?
I don't know.
Was there rope in those days yet?
Rawhide.
Yeah. Like
ugruk or
seal?
Seal, mm-hmm. They make
a net, seining net.
Maybe that kind,
yeah. Because they have in the other places too, like Kivalina, they had that kind net.
Mm-hmm. In Wales too. They make them real narrow.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a young seal.
Uh-huh.
One little net. They never seen any Wales too deep. But they got little nets.
Mm-hmm.
Long net, seal net. I don't know. They were too uncareful or no. Sure.
Okay.
Boat, they go trade. Little made of pot, rocks. They mix it with ptarmigan feathers. They made pottery. Some kind of everything.
Clay? Clay pots?
Must be.
Uh-huh.
And they make Eskimo light. And when they go hunting, they pack that heavy pot. They never try to break it, because it's just like glass.
Mm-hmm.
Even the lights, because they make their stove.
Mm-hmm.
But they make campfire or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they need this light too. I saw Uruk too, stone Uruk. Grandma got Eskimo light. She used to use it in the room. It made us hot in the house. That she said, since we have hot, it's rubber. I'm going to use my light. We have no rubber. They use that black stuff even. They know. Grandma never used that black stuff. We use it out there for make dog food.
What black stuff is that?
When grandma's light got seal oil and moss.
Wick.
And it drained just like a black one.
Uh-huh.
Black stuff, but it burned that oil down there real black. And when they put it here, I think it kind of stinks, because this one never did stink.
Uh-huh.
But when you walk past it, when you smoke, you got to walk slow.
Uh-huh.
Make the house nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So the things that they got, like the knives, and they got them from trading with other people,
mm-hmm.
when they traded?
Cape Prince of Wales.
Cape Prince of
mm-hmm.
Wales?
They trade in Kotzebue.
Uh-huh. So they came to Kotzebue too,
mm-hmm.
From Cape Prince of Wales?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They trade something, even three guns.
Yeah.
He got trainer. Out of sealskin, I don't know.
So, like if what they didn't have down there, they go get it from here or Kotzebue.
They land in here too, and they fish salmon, the net, a few while it's rock. That way they trade. Even walrus, blubber, you know, they place it to up that way, Guyana or something. Because they always put them in blueberries. Rubber grain, rubber.
Make you hungry.
Once I put that way too, my barrel been boiling. Papa told me to put a little bit the grain first. They were long, they been get short. Blueberries burn. Even that thing is blue.
What they call that? Ichak or something? Ichak?
Okay. They always have flubber and they drain in a barrel right now. Long ago they put in a hook, but right now they drain blubber and take the oil off and put them in a, if the berries boil, blueberries, and put them in bowl full. That one silver.
So it's blubber, they squeeze the oil out of the blubber and then they put it in blueberries.
And then that blueberry cook it, when it's long it gets short and blue. Real good. Kivisak. Papa always called it kivisak.
Okay, I got it. And this, they fix this where? At Wales or?
Wales. Bring our walrus that kind and up that way they buy them with, I don't know what. The park is skin, I don't know. Maybe blueberry, I don't know what they trade them. But they trade them. They put them in their blueberries. They can do it for walrus blubber is better than ugut.
I know.
It's got more meat to
it. Right. Walrus blubber.
They trade with blue skins and even gum, tree gum. Tree gum.
They use that for chewing gum or for for filling in the cracks in their boats or what?
Whales, they boil seal oil, old seal oil. Boil it, find it, that seal oil get black and sticky. When it gets thick, they took it off. They could make them out of a thing like a rubber. And they chew gum too, but no taste in it.
Huh.
Not like chew gum.
Uh-huh.
And they use them in craft even. In their log house outside. Oh, see, well, they boil it, boil it, find it thick, thick. That's rubber. Grandma used to make gum too. See,
huh?
I heard of that way they use gum for. But they never use gum, they chew it in lobsters and whales. They got something to make too, seal oil.
What kind of, you said they used to come to Kotzebue and to go trade. What kind of boats did they have? Or
skin boats.
Skin boats?
Big skin boat whale people. Big boat.
And then they just, do they use sailboats or?
Sail, and when it's not windy they row. They make a, he would put in
the put?
Yeah. They make long one for Ibuk. Ibuk. Ibuk quality. They could load up lots in that skin boat. They, when it's kind of rough even, just like no rough around here, whales got big waves. They could go down and go up again.
Like mountain, huh?
Yeah. Papa said those little ones with little boat, with our little boat, scary around here, little waves. He said, whales got good waves, big, then we just slide easy again. And our skin boat could go down and hit these two big waves and go up again.
Scary.
Easy. And still, Papa said they're not scary. He don't like our waves and even too close together.
So they, you know, they could push a boat and turn it over.
Too close together, both. I don't know much about deering. Just we used to seine and hang them. Not now, when they have snow going. Just for eating.
It's okay, because the next subject we're going to come to is communications. Like, right now you have the telephone if you want to get in touch with Kotzebue or Wales or any place. And they wanted to know, how did they communicate with each other? You know, like whales, how did they do it with deering? Or did they have any way of communicating? Or what? Could you remember that far?
What that, know each other?
Yeah, communicate, to know each other and, you know.
They just never stay, just a little while, I guess. Just so.
Because we know they didn't have telephones and things.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way they could get to know you is to come over.
Yeah,
huh?
Come over. When they go, whales, go trade in Pakistan, Siberia, that's the time they get bad cold.
Oh.
They never even get bad cold. And when from Siberia, after they trade, they go back to Wales, they have bad cold.
They went to where? Siberia?
Mm-hmm, Siberia. They are trade too.
To Siberia. What was that place?
Parkeskins, you know, they got reindeer uh-huh. and this and they trade Parkeskins. I don't know what kind they trade, but they like black dogs. They just like Wolverine to them. Real high black dog with long hair.
Where did that dog come from?
I don't know when they have dog, I guess they kill it when they have long hair.
Uh-huh.
Just like Wolverine. They crazy for long hair, black. They were just poor on here.
Rough?
Mm-hmm, Siberian woman.
Oh.
Dog skin. Black ones.
Maybe they're warm.
Yeah, nice and warm. You never have that cold even 3 days. And when they come back from Siberia, people get bad cold.
They catch it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They never have bad cold. How about that?
Lots of old people always be in Wales. They live on lots of people. Get real and die.
This is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in springtime, when it's nice and sunny, they go up in their storm setting. Next door neighbor, I see a couple standing outdoors, another one way over there, and they always talk to each other, go tell that, call the name way over there. And finally he answered, that way, old uh-huh. people talk like that.
Uh-huh. They just keep hollering mm-hmm. over there,
yeah.
huh?
Mm-hmm. Next door neighbor and this one tell them next door. And then they laugh, and when he answered, another one answered that way. And they laugh, old people. Outdoors and happy. Gee.
Those were Eskimos, huh? Siberian mm-hmm. Eskimos.
But these are whales.
Uh-huh. These are
mm-hmm. uh-huh. whales people. And when young men go hunt springtime whale hunting, when they get one run up, go tell news. They said they got 2 whales or 1. And they start to cry, get so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh and cry. Mm-hmm. How would you care? No. Everybody start happy when they start to sing Eskimo songs.
Uh-huh.
Young ladies sing Eskimo uh-huh. songs, uh-huh. all those happy songs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I don't know much about this one. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hunt, because they got to eat.
Sure. when you were, you know, something about whales. Anyway, did they know people? You know, other people from other place like that that are not Eskimos. Did they communicate with them?
Oh, lots of boats long ago hunt whale. Because they wanna, they're too suck up. They sell them real high outside. Them white people. And they always stop in Wales too. They let women sew mitten, glove. They cut them themselves. Sealskin pan, jacket, all of them.
Do you remember what year that was? What years?
My grandma was a little young lady.
That's a long time ago.
Long ago.
That'd have to be
1800 something.
1800?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. They go. Point Bell.
Uh-huh.
Stop there. But, they always do some work for them, trade. Work a flower so they may pay job. dealing people must do make net, seal net, and they put seal net down there. Because we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Now we never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get to the chair, or group, I mean, seal.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that seal net?
Kubrak.
Kubrak?
Mm-hmm. But maybe call them different. Come in, Flora.
Tell it about that, the berries.
Margaret?
Hmm?
A peach.
Oh, they love me talk to who we are, speak. Tongue model.
Mm-hmm.
And we're stealing over by the big lake. We just pick the biggest ones and fill the poke and we go tongue model.
We
leave the rest of the
tongue
model.
Old tongue model.
Mm-hmm.
Little hill by the I'm in ocean.
Oh, I wonder if that's the one Sally Motor used to talk about. It'd always be covered with optics. Look,
one hill. There's good hope too, God.
Oh,
little
good
hill.
Hope.
Little hill. Oh, not big one. Timid.
Timid. That's where they used to go walk to pick their salmon berries and for the winter crop. Probably the whole winter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Lord, that was long ago. Really. Last summer, not like before. Tomorrow. Just where my little grandma, we all was living in the bears and where they were from. It was a quick move over in the swamp.
Uh-huh.
That's where we pick. Then you see my little girl.
And then there's little lakes back there where they used to gather the cock. Just sour ducks there.
Right behind Deering?
Uh-huh.
It's small lakes for sour ducks.
Pinocchio
lake. Sour ducks.
Pinocchio lake. Let's see other berries. Do they have blueberries too?
Yeah, of course they have. Where we go, Pinocchio lake, there are still blueberries too. Mm.
Lots of them up the Smith Creek, but we never go back to get a last summer. And then Pingu is a big place for the blackberries.
Pingu is a big place for blackberries. Okay, where is that at?
Right across there.
Other side Kubuk.
Other side Kubuk.
Okay.
We never finished them every summer last.
Yeah,
I was picking, never finished. We do it with a school.